plastic okay?
The never-ending beeps can be an ominous noise as more and more groceries are swiped through the checkout line and the receipt grows longer. Grocery prices have been rising due to higher energy prices that impact transportation and packaging costs. But buying groceries locally can reduce your shopping bill and bring you fresher food from your own backyard. Customers at the Union Street Farmers Market in downtown Gainesville discuss some advantages of eating locally.
Well, you get produce that's better in quality than produce you get at the store. It's less likely that you'll catch on any of whatever is the latest bacteria that's on the news. Plus, it tastes really great. And also, I think it's sort of a better way to eat because you pay the real cost of your food, which we advocate.
We just got every bit of vegetable and fruit we'll need for the whole week for less than $30. And at Publix, or so it might have been, who knows how much. So we saved a little bit of money, I think, and it felt good.
Those are a dollar each, right? They're organic, so they're a dollar each. So we'll give you two for $1.50.
Farmer Todd Dorsett has noticed an increase in supermarket prices, but he says farmers have to keep prices lower. Dorsett sells his homegrown carrots for $2 a bunch. He just pulled them out of the ground before setting up his stand at the Union Street Farmers Market.
Most of the farmers here and at the farmer market, we harvest our produce the day of the market. So it's incredibly fresh and it lasts longer. There's no supermarket you can go to and get it as fresh as going to a farmer's market.
With a colorful and wide variety of produce, some people visiting farmer's markets may not know how to incorporate the different veggies in meals. A helpful newsletter called Hogtown Homegrown solves this problem. The creator, Stephanie Samara Hamblin, says the purpose of the newsletter is to give recipes to the area's residents by using local and seasonal foods. Since the newsletter began in 2006, the number of farmers markets from Stark to Micanopy has doubled. Last month, Hamblin started the Eat Local Challenge. About 70 people registered for the challenge and only ate locally grown or locally produced food for the entire month of May. Hamblin's family participated in the challenge and noticed their lower grocery bill was one of the advantages of eating locally.
In our family, we found that we saved $200 to $300 a month on the food bill, which was great. And I know that a lot of that was because we were not eating processed or packaged food. It takes a little bit more time to figure out what you're going to cook from all those veggies that you pick up at the farmer's market. But even my 17-year-old was into it. And as long as there was enough selection at dinner, there was no arguments.
Hamblin notes local dairy, eggs, and bread cost more than store prices, but the lower cost of vegetables made up the difference. Customers at the farmers market say it's more sustainable to buy locally grown food. Gainesville resident Katie Tricarico says a book inspired her to shop at farmers markets.
I've been reading this book about the slow food movement, and it just really makes sense to me because there's no need to ship things all over the place when we have it in our own backyards.
Creator of Hogtown Homegrown, Stephanie Samara Hamblin, says eating locally will not only help our area, but our entire country.
Even our president, whether you agree with him or not, a few weeks ago said everybody needs to be eating local. And a lot of the experts in Washington have said that eating local may be the solution to a lot of problems, including the energy crisis.
One inconvenience of shopping at the Union Street Farmers Market in downtown Gainesville is that it only meets on Wednesdays from 4 to 7. But there are other nearby locations open on different days, such as the Alachua County Farmers Market on Saturdays and the Sunday Farmers Market in Micanopy. Visit www.hogtownhomegrown.com to find a farmers market near you. Until the economy stabilizes, eating locally may be a way to save some money. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Kara Minnelli.
That's arugula, it's $2, and I have basil, $1.